there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark, and we're a worldwide church because we have people tuning in from Suva, Fiji. We have people tuning in from the Philippines. We have people tuning in from Bogota, Colombia. We have people tuning in from the Federated States of Micronesia and all other places around the world. And we welcome you, and we thank you very much for tuning in to hear June's music. There are many ways to learn about God, and one of those ways is through songs, which do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God. And here at Barah Ministries, we're blessed to have a great songwriter, great singer, great music producer, all wrapped up in one package. Her name is June Murphy, and her songs are phenomenal at teaching the Word of God. And today, you're going to hear a song from June's third album, which is the Calling You to Freedom album, and it's called He Remembers to Forget. He Remembers to Forget. Psalm 103:12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has the Lord removed our transgression from us. God is omniscient. He knows all the knowable, and he could easily hold your sins in his mind, but he doesn't. He forgets them. Well, if that's true, that he's removed our transgressions from us, then why do believers in Christ obsess so much about their sins? Why do we think that God is somehow disappointed in us because we sin when he paid for all of our sins? Well, it's because we look at life from human viewpoint. We don't look at life from behind God's eyes, a God that loves us unconditionally. And in the process of using human viewpoint as our mental guide, we forget that God loves us unconditionally and that he's wiped out our sins once and for all time. We are forgiven in the past. We stand forgiven forever, and we don't ever have to ask God for forgiveness again. That's just a concept that somebody looking at God from human viewpoint can't wrap his head around. Well, Luke chapter 5, verses 18 to 20 communicate God's attitude concerning forgiveness. Here's what it says. Some men were carrying on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they were trying to bring him in and to set him down in front of Jesus. Luke 5:19. But not finding any way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up to the roof and they let him down through the tiles with his stretcher into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus. Luke 5:20. Seeing their faith, Jesus said, friend, your sins are forgiven you. He was saved right at that moment. And that is God's attitude toward our sins, forgiveness. He wants to forgive us right away. Well, let's hear June sing about that in her song entitled, He Remembers to Forget.
Kept from heaven because of their sins. Salvation's door is open, whosoever can enter in. Christ died for the whole world. All you need is to believe. God wants none to perish. Your sins aren't a memory. He remembers to forget. He has never failed us yet. As far as the east is from the west, our sins are cast from us. And yes, he remembers. He remembers. He remembers to forget. God is ever faithful. Our God cannot lie. When stumbling into sinfulness, we need not hide. God keeps his promises, all that he has made. Restoration is provided, then we can believe. Sins are cast from us, and yes, He remembers, He remembers, He remembers to forget. Sins won't be mentioned at the judgment seat of Christ, nor at the white throne judgment, where He'll open the book of life. Deeds will be evaluated to see if they're done in the light. No good deed of the unsaved gets them to heaven. They rejected Christ, and their names will be blotted from the book of life. He remembers to forget. He has never failed us yet. As far as the east is from the west, our sins are cast from us. And yes, He remembers, He remembers, He remembers to forget. Believe in Christ, eternal life. Salvation's a Christ's sleeve. Then He'll
June, for your lesson and song on forgiveness. Every sin you've ever committed, past, present, or future, was imputed to the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross and judged, and now you're free from your concern about sin if you want to be. Romans chapter 6, verse 14 says, "Sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under law, but you are under grace. Sin shall not be sovereign over you. You are not under law, but you are under grace." Psalm 95, verse 1 says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation." And we dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching or anyone listening all over the world who no longer wants to live under the slavery and the rulership of God's enemy, Satan. To anyone who does not have a relationship with the one and only sovereign God, the God who loves you unconditionally, the faithful one, the one who forgives all of your sins, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says this, "And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." And right now, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in His Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision you can make in this lifetime. A simple five-word request gets you to heaven. "Father, I believe in Christ." For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say, the repentant thief was saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Let today be the day that you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on Him to accomplish your salvation. Excuse me. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, and then you can get to know Him, grow by means of grace, in the sphere of His grace, in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In John chapter 3, verse 36, the Lord Himself says, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life. That's the resurrection life, right at that moment as a free gift. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life, and instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. God is crystal clear. God is not confused or confusing. So come on out of slavery and into the freedom of the resurrection life as a free gift. Now, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons every week to edify your spiritual life, and you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.